From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Joe Palca reporting. A Catalan celebration tonight in Barcelona. Pro-independence protesters in Catalonia get their wish as thousands gathered for a massive rally in front of the Catalan government palace in Barcelona Friday night as the regional Catalan parliament declared independence from Spain. The vote today is a disputed vote that is now likely to be declared illegal by Spain's constitutional court. Most opposition lawmakers had left the chamber in protest moments before the vote. In response, the Spanish Senate in Madrid voted today to give wide-ranging powers to the central government to rescind Catalonian autonomy and take over control of the region. The Catalan motion calls for beginning an independence process that includes drafting Catalonia's new laws. The United Nations said Friday that Myanmar government has agreed to allow it to resume its food distribution operations in northern Rakhine State after a two-month suspension. The agreement was announced as the United Nations International Children's Emergency Fund reported that Rohingya children fleeing into Bangladesh were close to death from malnutrition.
This is an extremely small number of children, so these numbers are not representative. But what they do tell us is that at least some of the children are close to death by the time they make it across the border.
UN spokeswoman Marixi Mercado. The U.S.-led coalition fighting Islamic State announced on Friday morning a ceasefire between Iraqi forces and the Kurdish Peshmerga in northern Iraq, but quickly backtracked on the claim, saying it was not an official ceasefire. Army spokesman Ryan Dillon said that they're talking, but that a ceasefire had not been reached. This is VOA News. Kenya's election commission said that 6.5 million people, or a third of registered voters, went to the polls in the rerun presidential election, despite the opposition's call for a boycott. Officials say the voting is expected to resume on Saturday in some locations because several polling stations were unable to open due to security concerns, though opposition leaders are still warning their supporters to stay away. With more, Mohamed Yusuf reporting from Kisumu.
Western Kenya is a stronghold of opposition leader Raila Odinga. Residents say they plan to respect Odinga's call to boycott the polls. Resident Joshua Ochieng says, "I'm not going to vote and I will make sure no one goes to vote because every time we vote, our victory is stolen." Violent unrest prevented polling stations from opening in the city of Kisumu Thursday. Youths block roads and clash with security forces. Hospital officials tell VOA three people were killed by gunshot wounds and more than 50 were injured. There were more protests in some parts of Western Kenya Friday. Local media report that one person was shot dead in Bungoma County. Mohamed Yusuf for VOA News, Kisumu, Kenya.
For more on this story, visit our website at voanews.com. U.S. Defense Secretary Jim Mattis visited South Korea Friday. Meeting with top defense officials and American military commanders, he repeated the Trump administration's push for a diplomatic solution to the North Korean problem.
As the U.S. Secretary of State Tillerson has made clear, our goal is not war, but rather the complete, verifiable, and irreversible denuclearization of the Korean Peninsula.
The secretary also has said that the U.S. is prepared to take military action if the North does not halt its development of missiles that could strike the U.S. British Security Minister Ben Wallace said on Friday that Britain believed quite strongly that North Korea was responsible for a global cyber attack earlier this year. The attack, which occurred in May, disrupted government services and businesses throughout the world, including one-third of English hospitals. And Al-Shabaab militants have stoned a mother of eight to death for allegedly committing adultery. Hundreds of residents gathered at a public square in the town of Sako, about 400 kilometers south of Mogadishu, to watch the execution on Thursday. The judge said that he asked a woman if the man's account was true and says that she admitted marrying another man while being married to Ali. Sakau residents say that militants buried a woman named Ishak up to her neck on Thursday and threw rocks at her head until she was pronounced dead. Joe Palca reporting from Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.